What's up, everybody? It's the Mad Scientist, and I am here to tell you again with Jason Williams how to make money right now. What's up, everybody? It is me. I am back. You are back. Thank you so much for being back. Let's go ahead and dive right into today's powerful call. So, real quickly, I'm going to answer the questions from yesterday. And that yesterday podcast, if you haven't heard it yet, take a moment, go back and check it out. I gave a 25 cent or less trick to you, and literally it can convert you thousands of dollars. It has for me, and it has for many of my clients, thousands of dollars. And it's like magic. I don't know what it is. It's like magic. You know what I mean? I got a couple extra people with me today. I've been sick and under the weather. You probably can't tell at the moment. So if I have to break this podcast up in advance notice, that's going to be why, guys. I apologize in advance. But my goal is to make this a straight, easy shot, just like I normally do for most of you. So we're going to start trying to do all of our recordings right here from the studio and using some high quality microphones so that we can keep good audio quality for you guys, one, and two, so that we could do a little bit more with our podcast. We're not going to really go into effects with all the other stuff that some podcasts do. I like to make it fun, but fun because I'm kind of like joking and retarded and educational at the same time. Okay. So those are the two things that we're always focusing on when we do our podcast. All right. First off, let's start with the questions, like I said, from yesterday. I had one question from yesterday, and this individual sent me a question. Let me look here at our list here. All right. He goes by Mr. Design, but Mr. Design sent me his questionnaire for his company. And he goes, you know, hey, can you review my questionnaire? Would you mind giving my questionnaire a moment to review and let me know what you think? I went through a questionnaire. It was a pretty solid questionnaire. Now, this gentleman's been in business for a little bit, but knowing your customer base, and I thought this would be really important, is a really, really key thing, guys. If you're really trying to expand and grow your business, you better take a moment to learn your customer base. Learn your customers. Learn your customer base. Learn your average customer, your spending customer, and we can help do that in our business. We have a proprietary system that actually tracks where that person is going on your sites, how long they're staying on your sales links and things of that nature, which allows you to kind of retarget that individual, but retarget them where they left off, not all the way at the beginning or all the way at the end, right? Which is really cool because you want it to be kind of like a soap opera, right? They build up the climax and then you got to come back for more. And they build up the climax in and you got to come back for more, all right? So that's what I told him to practice on in this questionnaire. So real quickly, one of the things that I noticed was he uses the word attributes. Now, for the mass majority of us, we're like, attributes, cool. We get it. We know what that means. Like, what are my attributes, right? But, ladies and gentlemen, a confused customer is what? Don't worry, I'll pause and wait. If you don't know what I'm saying, it's probably because you have not listened to all of my podcast. A confused customer is a lost customer. Okay. And not like, oh, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. It means like I've closed your portal and I'm no longer shopping with you. I'm confused. I don't know what the hell to do. Very seldomly will someone write in or take the moment to actually ask you a question. So what that means is if you make a confused customer or create one, then that customer is essentially a lost customer. That is a lost expense, whatever it might be. Even if it costs you a free contact, it is a lost and wasted contact. So I wrote him back and I said, you know, first off, you got to take out any kind of word that requires a fourth grader to understand what you're saying or above. You know, like, it needs to be really simple. Like, what are your attributes? What makes your company special? How about that one? What are your strengths? How about that one? Tell me one strength that you use every time you work with a customer. Right? You know, it makes people think, but everyone knows what a strength is. Everyone knows what the words were in that statement. Even if you're not the quote unquote, all right, most educated and diverse in your diction, Okay. But when you start using certain words, college level words, and you're trying to get a response from people, it's very easy to lose them. Okay. I don't even think that's a college level word, but you know, the bottom line is not everybody has a high enough diction. So think about that when you're doing things. Can I give this to my, you know, my 13-year-old, my 14-year-old? Can I give this to my 5-year-old? No, maybe not five, but like, can I give it to my kid who can read? And will they know what the hell this means? All right. Think about that, because if they can't or you believe they won't, then your customer might and more than probably won't either. All right. Another area that I thought was really cool is, and then I want to point out to you guys, is how you word things. Okay. It's really important with the most powerful 25 cent trick, because you have to, okay, keep it simple, stupid, very, very simple. And then after keeping it very, very simple and very, very kiss, keep it simple, stupid. All right. You have to look at how you're wording things and not losing them in the process. So that's why I wanted to kind of pull Mr. Design's paper out here and just kind of read a few things that I tweaked. I tweaked a whole lot more on the page for him. But like I said, guys, all you have to do is write in. We had about 4 or 5 write-ins yesterday. All of you got replies directly from me. And, you know, it was really good to see that. I love interaction with you guys. And that is what this podcast is all about. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm going to give you opportunities to buy things at a discounted rate with us. I'm going to give you opportunities that I might have stumbled across along the way. But at the end of the day, it's not about making money. It's about providing you guys a service and curving down some of your learning time so that you can do some really good things in a really, really small amount of time. And then hopefully, as you see that these things do work, you know, we can do business together. So let's go ahead and talk about today's podcast. And today's podcast, you know, is a different podcast. It's Tuesday. I'm dragging. You're dragging into the Friday weekend, and even more importantly, a holiday weekend, right? We got Thanksgiving, Turkey Day coming up. So today is going to be what I can do to make money right here, right now, today in this 10-day challenge, all right? And what I am going to do and tell you guys is I'm going to give you a simple, simple trick, all right? Yesterday, we talked about qualifying customers, all right, originally right out the bat. Now, if you take all the things that I told you to do, you have a landing page on your website that's like very interactive, but it doesn't have lots of clicks and buttons that people can get lost into, right? It's just like very straight to the point. You want this? Click here. You want that? Click here. And clicking there or clicking here takes them to the same spot. It's just worded differently, okay? And you have interactive colors. You have blue in these colors, right? You have green and red and purple in these colors on your page. And you're doing some really cool stuff. Everything is linking together. And then as they come into your sales process, you're qualifying them and you're using the 25 cent trick that I taught you yesterday. That 25 cent trick is going to help make your strategic marketing and your hook, Captain Hook, experience episode really, really powerful. And then after that, I told you that I was going to teach you guys a little bit of how a customer made $23,700+ with us in like 72 hours. I'm going to give you another trick. Okay. Now, here we go. You got all that stuff going on. You're working it. You're working it. You're trying to get these numbers. You're trying to get this money coming in, right? I'm going to tell you another cool trick to make money right here, right now. If most of you have done what I've told you to do, you've reached through your customer base that you already have reputable contact to, right? People that are in your Rolodex. If you don't have a Rolodex, do you see how important that Rolodex now is? All right. Very easy to get one, though. All you need to do is take a $5, $15, $25 ad, run it through Facebook and make it a lead ad, okay? And just get people's contact information. And boom, you have started to build, boom, a contact list. Is that easy? Is that easy, guys? Now, those are paid leads, but you can strategically word things to pre-qualify those customers. And if you're pre-qualifying those customers, those are going to become potential sales leads, not just a lead, right? We want you to have potential sale leads. We want you to have people that are like, 85% ready to buy something from you, it's just maybe they need a little more convincing. All right. And that's why you're getting their contact info so you can reach out specifically and contact them. More importantly, if you had features like we have in our back office to actually do some strategic tracking with that customer, now we could say, hey, this customer is like 87% buy ratio from you. All right. One, based on the pages and the links that they were clicking. But more importantly, because they click these pages and these links, we know that this is what they're trying to do and what they're interested in. So why don't you send them to sales process C and not sales process B? Sales process A collects information. B, C, D, E are very specific processes for a very specific group of people. If I got a person who just clicks to click everything and they go right through, maybe I'm going to take them straight to D. All right. D is going to be like, an in-depth sales page. I'm going to go into F with everything. You know what I mean? I'm talking like I've got probably 1,000 words on that page. In depth. Now that's where like a high ticket item, but maybe I got a medium to low ticket item, you know, something that's like $100 to, you know, $25. All right. And that one might not have as much. That might just be like a couple paragraphs, right? But it's all about you and what you need to say to convince and show your customer or a new client, hey, this is what I can do for you and this is why I can do it. Like, look at what we're doing. Look at how we're doing things. Look at what people are saying. Look at the reviews. Look at the Better Business Bureau. Look at, you know what I mean? That's for us, right? Like, that's how we do it. You know, like, look us up. Check these links out. Go to these pages and, like, don't take my word for it. Take other people's word for it. You know, these are customers of ours. You know, these are legitimate responses. I can't duplicate or, you know, make these responses because they have checks and balances in their process to keep me from being able to do that. Not even, you know, even though I wouldn't do that, but that's why they have it, to keep people from doing that. And that's why you use neutral third parties like Google or, the Better Business Bureau or, you know, some other third party company that can check all that for you. You know, so get yourself some reviews. Get yourself built into your contact list, okay? We were talking about that earlier. I don't want to go too far off track because I don't want to lose you in this podcast. I want you to dig into your contact list. Now, to immediately make money today, you've already reached out to your customers or should have with that in-depth, scientifically backed email that I told you guys to do. Did you do it? Did you do it? If you didn't, you need to go ahead and do it, because doing it will get you what you need so that you can effectively go out and get new customers, new money, new leads. That's why I told you to do it. Nothing else, nothing more. Go do it. Now, if you've done that, what we're going to do now is we're going to reach back to those who have contacted you back, and we're going to offer them the best sale you can ever offer them. If they are customers that you have never done business with, and they're going to be high ticket, high revolving customers in your business, you're going to offer them from the 25th until the 15th of December a free whatever. I'm going to work for you for free. Sometimes the best way to get in the door with people who are big clients is being like, look, I'll work for you for free, but whatever you make during that time frame, just give me like 10%. The rest of it is yours. 10% means 90% you. You cover all the fees, transactions, whatever else happens, right? Because like I got to have a third party that's neutral outside of me collecting the money, right? So that way you could check me. So, you know, if you're using PayPal or Square or whoever your provider is, Chase, you know, you're going to have a transaction fee for credit cards that people are doing online or calling in with, right? Because nobody writes a physical check hardly anymore. And we're not collecting cash, definitely, because that leaves us open for, hey, you took some money, right? So you want everything to be trackable. So this is why we're doing it this way. Now, check me out, guys. If you do that with the people who have already reached back to you, they have already identified themselves as a warm customer base, people who don't need a lot of convincing. They already want to do business with you or are interested because they wrote you back. They followed through the process. That's the very first step. Getting them in, having them follow through a process, all right? Giving them a direction and having them follow it. If they do that, they're showing you that they're wanting more. So you give them more. Now, some higher ticket businesses are going to require more convincing. If you're a marketing agency like ourselves, the easiest thing that convincing and I could do is be like, look, we'll give you a free 45-day challenge of our program. I guarantee you in the first 15 days, you'll see that we're worth it. In the first 30 days, you're going to experience a growth. In the next 15 days after that, you're going to be like, wow, this is crazy. And then we're going to hit you with a contract and be like, look, because you did this, you know, let's go ahead, set you up on a contract. You know what we can do. Allow us to actually go full in. And we don't give you 100% of our services. We give you most of them, but we don't give you 100% of our services. So if we can do that and blow your mind or at least show you the value of what we're going to be offering you, right, then it makes sense to say, okay, yeah, I could choke up some cash here because I can pay them because I know what they're doing is working. They've already shown me it works. Now, if I just allow them to actually run Jackie Joyner Kersee style full sprint ahead, right, and full steam ahead, I could break some records in my business. Like, I can move some commas. I can make, you know, go from making $7,500 a month to maybe $8,000. I could go from making $8,000 to maybe, you know, $10,000 or $12,000 a month. I could go from not having really any income at all to struggling to making business and ends meet, breaking my overhead or just meeting my overhead to now I'm quadrupling what it costs for me just to make overhead or just to reach break even, excuse me. Right. So, you know, that's what we want to do for you. But we understand that not everybody has pockets that are deep. It's cool. Same issues we have are the same issues you have. Right. We talked about that earlier. Your customers are almost no different than my customers. Well, they might want a different services or products, but they're going to experience the same pains that my customers experience. Financial, you know, woes, financial worries, you know, being misguided or taken advantage of in the past, needing something to work immediately, not having time to wait and waste income with for no results, right? If your product can't provide a response to your customer within 90 days, you need to revise your product. If your product doesn't give your customer a want to keep you in the first month, you're probably not going to keep them. You guys get what I'm saying? That's why we have like a 30-day money-back guarantee, right? And on select programs, we give you 15 days to run it without even being charged. Or 14, excuse me. I'm being told like, no, 14. Oh, okay, 14. 14 days, you're not charged. On the 15th day, you're charged, all right? And then you have all the way up to that 30th day, you know, another 15 days to actually run the program and, you know, decide if it's something that really is working for you and if you want to keep it. So, guys, back to what I was saying earlier. You, all right, are going to have to really go out there and get it. Think outside the box, all right? Now, I said this is going to make money today. Let me recap. What's going to make money today is that you've followed my instructions from the past messages. If you haven't, go all the way back. Give me a second here. I want you to go all the way back to podcast. All right, increasing your income for free in less than 15 minutes. All right, I want you to go all the way back to podcast 14, V over P equals C, value over price equals customers. And then I want you to listen from podcast 14 all the way up to today. All right, I know that's a humongous amount of time because some of those are long podcasts, but they are some of the most strategical money pits that I have found that were like little black holes that no one knew about. I'm giving you guys literally like comma tips, like $1,000 tips and tricks. And if you apply them, bing, 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 this could be a record month for you. This could be a record month for you. Now, some of you will try to apply them, but not have the correct system. Okay, so that's why there's no guarantee as to what you shall make. You know, there is no set like, oh, yeah, when you do this, you will make $1,000. There's no set. You know, some people are going to see that easier and some are going to see it harder, right? It's going to take them a little bit longer than it took you or vice versa, right? So I'm not trying to sell you, you know, smoke and dreams or blow smoke up your pipe or whatever, okay? I'm being honest with you. That's something that you don't get when you do business with a lot of people, is honesty. You guys should know by now, like, I'm a straight shooter. I'm just going to tell you how it is. If you do these processes, though, if you do these steps, guys, girls, those in between, whatever you want to consider yourself to be, I don't care. Do these steps. Okay, there's a reason I'm covering and giving you guys these tips. Do these steps and apply them. Boom, this day I did this one, then that day I did this one, then this day I did this one, and that day I did this one. What you're doing is, it's like a boxer. You know what I mean? I jab, I jab, I jab. Okay, I found a hole. I jab, boom, strike. I jab, boom, strike. Fake jab, boom, strike. All right, you're setting it up so that you can get the boom, boom. You're getting the power strikes. My jab is just a distractor. I'm reaching out, getting my distance. I'm reaching out, just finding my little soft spots. I'm reaching out, just kind of slowly breaking you down, letting you know I could touch you. And then back, it's over with. Hail Mary, Mike Tyson swing, right? Boom, Roy Jones Jr., kidney shot. I think that was Lennox Lewis he hit that with. No, that wasn't Lennox Lewis. Oh, shit. I can't remember, guys. But anyway, boom, kidney shot. That was the first kidney shot. I don't think I've ever seen anybody else get knocked out with a kidney shot before. Whew, that was a really ugly kidney shot, guys. He killed him. But hell, at least he was in the ring. I couldn't even get in the ring with Roy Jones Jr. I'd be running. So look, that's what you guys need to do, all right? Layer it up. Start jabbing, baby. Start jabbing. Find a spot. Find that spot and then drop it. Find that spot. Drop it. Drop it, drop it, right? And start chopping at the tree of the customer. And what you're going to find is, as you start striking that tree, boom, 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 leaves start falling. And those leaves are money, right? The joke is always, you know, what do you think? I'm a money tree? Yes, customers are money trees. Boom, I strike it, a little bit falls. Boom, I strike it again. I start getting a little bit more accurate, and I start hitting that same spot. Tree starts to get weaker, right? Now, I'm not saying that that your customers, you want to be beating them, all right? That's not what I'm trying to say, all right? What I'm saying is this, though. If you keep hitting that customer audience group, eventually you're going to get that one strike that's going to be game-changing, all right? But you can't get it if you're not doing these strikes. These strikes are set up to be distractor strikes. These strikes are set up to be a very strategic strike. I'm hitting you here because I want you to move your arm this way and dip your shoulder down so that I could get a chin strike on you, all right? I'm hitting you here and doing it this way to make your body do this so that I could bow, hit you with a nice knockout strike, or at least a power punch, okay? Do this, and you're setting yourself up for the power punch. The power punch is these emails that we're telling you to send out right now. That's your email. But there's more powerful punches you can do. I can't give you all my secrets, but if you contact our company and allow us to do a 30-day trial run with you, we'll show you, oh, there's some powerful strikes you can do that will get you immediate return. You will be surprised at something that you can do as small as what my customer did to make $23,789.78 in 72 hours. Small change, big return. Why? Because that customer had been following our instructions previously. Little strike here, little strike there, collecting data, learning how the customer base is going to move when they do this. Move when they do that. I back up, strike, strike. They hit me back. Okay, I'm going to do this. Boom, boom, boom. Another jab to strike, or, you know, another jab distractor. And then all of a sudden, we hit this little change. I said, look, let's do this. This is going to create, you know, massive churn based off of what we're seeing. And this massive churn is going to be your income growth. Like, this is going to create massive, massive income growth. They're going to spend. It's going to change from moderate spending to big spending. And it literally, 72 hours, almost $30,000, $25,000, right? That's huge. What would $25,000 do for you right now? Hell, what would $5,000 do for you right now, right? If you could do something that I'm telling you to do, and you listen to this podcast, taking in 30 minutes of a podcast, an hour of a podcast, or never longer than an hour, all right, and then you apply what I'm telling you, let's just say it takes you 2 hours. For 2 hours of work, if I could create you $1,000 in extra income, do you consider that worth it? I don't know too many of you out here that are on this phone call right now that are making, you know, $250 or more an hour, all right? I don't. Okay, what if I can do that for you, right? What if I could give you a tip or a trick that's going to make you literally $300+ an hour? Yeah, All right, now that you start thinking about it that way, are these little tips and tricks starting to kind of make sense? They're not all going to be big wins, but when you take a series of small wins and you combine it with a big win, you're going to have significant growth. That $25,000 day or course of 2 days for them was after we had already been making them thousands of dollars extra. I think during that time period, I don't know, I have to go and look at my records, but I seriously think during that time period, they made like $50,000 in a 30-day increment. They had to stop this ad run that we created for them and that change that we created for them on their webpage. They had to stop that because the $23,000 plus literally funded their business for 3 months, but they weren't prepared for the massive customer base that they got. So they had to stop that to take care of their customer base and literally are not running ads right now because of it. But they're okay with it because they know that they've already funded their business for 3 months out. And they still made more money than what I'm telling you guys right now. Holy cow. They made almost double that. Actually, they made more than double that. It's more than $46,000, guys, in 30 days. Can I create a game changer for you like that? Can my business create a game changer for you like that? I can't guarantee you're going to have the same results, but I can guarantee you that you're going to see proof or growth. I can guarantee you that you will see the value of our business. Because if you don't, I'm going to give you your money back. I don't want your money. I don't want your business if I cannot provide value to your business. Period. So with that being said, guys, I'm going to hop off this podcast. I apologize that it's late, but like I said, I've been sick. It took a lot to be able to actually do this podcast. I've been drinking like tea and soda and all kinds of stuff to try to like settle my stomach and whatnot. But now that it's a little more settled and I can talk without, you know, getting sick, guys, do what I'm telling you to do. My promise to you was every single day I'm going to drop one in the morning. Boom, I dropped one in the morning. I'm fulfilling my deal. You fulfill yours. All right. I'm telling you, if you're struggling right now, stop. Reach out to us and take our 30-day challenge. You're not even spending anything for the first 15 days. Take the challenge. Allow us to help you make some more money. I'm telling you, power is in the numbers. All right. And it ain't in like the trickle down numbers. Powers are in numbers. When you got a group of people that could do a bunch of things for you while you're focusing on doing what makes money for you, that's how you create wealth. That's how you create income. All right. You cannot do everything by yourself. I don't care who you are. Even Houdini couldn't. He had people on stage with him. Right. So are you better than Houdini? I don't think so. Are you better than Henry Ford? I don't think so. He had a whole, you know, slew of people working for him. All right. Better than Warren Buffett? I don't think so. I've watched the autobiography on Warren Buffett. He's got offices of people working for him. Steve Jobs, creative man, one of the most creative people of our time. All these people have staffing. They have people that have people that have people. You might not get that many people, but you're going to get some people with us. All right. So create that people effect in your business and focus on what matters to you. Hit the big domino. Let us set up all the small dominoes. All right. Or let whoever else is doing it set up all the small dominoes while you flick the big domino. All right. I'm giving you tips and tricks, guys. Let's use them. With that being said, much love, peace, happiness. I am going to get off. I'm not feeling the greatest again. So I will spread nothing but positive waves and loves. And I'll have to put up a really cool emoji for this podcast, because I think this podcast was like a gut check podcast slash like let's get it podcast slash for some of you podcasts. Let's go back, listen to some of these podcasts if you need to, get all the information that you need to, write in if you need help, go ahead, contact me. I'm going to write you back. I'm out here waiting for it, guys. Do what you got to do, but most of all, let's have fun today, and let's go make some money. Take care, guys.